Tomorrow I go to my therapist, thank God, if there be one. Maybe there is. No, I don't know. But anyways, yes, I go to my therapist tomorrow. Here's my dream from last night. I'm a bushman in the Kalahari. I live on grubs and roots and wild game. I eat when I'm hungry and I sleep when I'm thirsty and sleep when I'm thirsty and dance and sing when I'm happy. I drink what? Yeah. I have no possessions. I'm completely isolated from the civilized world, so of course, I'm blissfully happy. One day an airplane flies over the savannah and drops an object out of the window. It's a square, black cube. Clearly God wants me to have it. I use this chunk to sit on, to pound roots into paste, and once I used it to kill a warthog. I carry it everywhere. I sing to it. I tell stories about it to my fellow tribesmen. I sleep with it, too, around the campfire. Has there ever been anything so useful? So one day a kid on safari visits my village. He's from Sherman Oaks. His name is Dwayne, and he has a cube the same size as mine. Dwayne cleans the warthog blood off of my precious black cube, connects a wire from my cube into his cube, and starts playing something he calls Tomb Raider. Dwayne points at the cube and says, Xbox. I nod in wonder. I form the words, Xbox. He gives me the joystick and shows me how to play, and soon I become so entranced with Lara Croft and her exciting adventures and her beautiful thighs that I stop sleeping, I stop eating, and refuse to speak to anyone. I passed out from hunger, and 2 days later I woke up and Dwayne had stolen my Xbox. I went back out to the savannah and waited for the airplane to come back and drop something else. I never noticed it before, but this place sucks. I woke up and my bed was filled with banyan roots.
Whoa.
Banyan roots.
Banyan.
Banyan.